You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, success isn't just about showing up. It's about believing in the work you've already done. You put in hours, you conquered the challenges, and prepared for this exact moment. Now, it's time to claim your prize. Hold your head up high and walk with confidence because you, yes, you have earned it, Edward Koch Jr. So in 48 hours, your career could take a giant leap. Wait. Have you done everything that's in your control? You know, like really put it in the effort to prepare for the CAPM exam. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the 8 points to assist you in your journey in the last 48 hours. I must warn you, you do not want to be left alone in this moment because you need to control the controllables, then anything that I say will not even matter. The information that I share with you today is how I prepare for each exam that I've taken. Yours may differ. With that being said, you know how we do it. Let's get to work. Point number one, focus on your reason. See, you need to remind yourself the reason why you're taking the CAPM because it's gonna help you stay motivated and calm. I remember when Tim Grover was talking to Michael Jordan, he asked Michael Jordan, how you doing? And Michael Jordan said, I have some butterflies in my stomach. And Tim Grover said something that was powerful yet efficient. He said, well, just get them going in the right direction. You see, reason why this is important because you need to reflect on your purpose so it can strengthen your resolve and put temporary stress in its perspective place. Here's my actionable tips. Write down your reason for pursuing the CAPM certification and keep it visible. You need to be able to look at it today, tomorrow, while you're driving into the site, or if you're taking it online. You just need to look at it one last time. Think about the certification, how it will help your career or your personal goals, and use motivation to overcome any lingering doubts or anxiety. Point number two, double check your exam essentials. This is important, family. I might as well call it out. Message, if you're new to the episode, anytime I say message, this is something you want to pay attention to. You want to make sure that you can document and write this down because this is going to be imperative. Matter of fact, it's going to be so important. So forgetting essentials like your ID, your test confirmation email, or any required materials that will prevent you from actually taking the exam. The reason why this is important, family, do everything that is in your control to ensure a smooth check-in process and reduce any unnecessary stress. You don't need any more additional stress. Here's my actionable tip. Create a checklist of essentials like your government issue ID, the test center confirmation, and any allowed materials, which we'd all know there are no any additional materials that you can bring in. You have to leave them in the locker. Pack your bag if you're testing on site, or if you're testing at home, set up your desk the night before. Point number three, avoid last minute cramming. Again, avoid last minute cramming. Please do not do this. I've already done it for you and the results did not turn out well. So please, again, do not do any last minute cramming. Cramming can overload your brain and increase anxiety instead of reinforcing your knowledge. Focus on what you've already prepared is more effective than trying to learn new material at the last minute. Here's my actionable tip. Use the last 48 hours for a light review and practice, not cramming new concept. Trust your preparation, family. If you went and studied this exam for the certification, if you had a good trainer, then they should have gotten you prepared to take this CAPM exam. And again, avoid second guessing yourself. You got this. Point number four, close any gaps if you did not score between about 80 to 85%. Revisiting these areas that you score below master ensures you're solidifying and understanding every high priority topic. Why is this important? These areas are likely where you can make the most significant improvement and potentially boost your overall score. Here's my actionable tip. Use your practice test results to identify any areas. So if your trainer gave you a couple of mock exams and any quizzes, I would really get myself aligned on the quizzes and maybe, depending on, you know, again, if your 48 hours starts tomorrow, I may potentially take another mock exam just to get that conditioning right. So I'm good to go. And just focus on key topics, the project lifecycle, agile, WBS, schedule variance, et cetera. You know where your weak areas are. You need to attack those, but that is the conjunction. Please do not forget the things you've done. So that should be a light touch. Point number five, arrive 30 minutes early. Early arrival ensures you have enough time to check in, deal with any unexpected delays, and you can be more mentally prepared. Let me explain why this is important. Rushing to the exam, first of all, can increase stress. Second of all, it can mess with your focus and your performance. According to Pearson View Center, if you're taking it online, they request that you're there 15 minutes early. So imagine if we're all getting there 15 minutes early, then you're sitting there waiting to get checked in. I recommend you showing up 30 minutes early, because if you get there early and if they say, well, you know, hey, you came too early or whatever, but you're there, you're one of the closest first people in line. Here's my actionable tip. Plan your travel route to allow for extra time. Use this time to relax, review light materials, and I mean very extremely light, and take a woosah moment, deep breath. If taking the exam at home, log in 30 minutes early. Also, I will leave the links to this information. I have it in the description, family, for the Pearson View. So copy and paste that so you can see the actual document of what their expectations are. I also have the PMI content outline, just in case if you can't find it, I've already taken care of that for you. I don't want you to worry about anything, but focus on keeping the main thing and the main thing, and that is sitting and passing the exam. Point number six, get plenty of rest. Again, please get plenty of rest. Resting before the exam ensures your mind, body are at peak condition for test performance. With sleep deprivation, you could, and I do mean you could, depending on you, could affect the memory and focus and decision-making. The reason why this is important, family, a rested brain processes information more effectively, and this has an opportunity for you to increase your chances of recalling key concepts during the exam. Here's my actionable tip. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep, or how many hours you think you need in order to be the best version of yourself the night before the exam. Set an evening routine to wind down, such as reading, meditating, whatever that looks like to you. You need to have a routine, an evening routine in place. This is non-negotiable. So whatever that looks like for you, create it. I just gave you an example, maybe reading, maybe meditating, maybe just laying there and just thinking about, you know, what you're going to do, how you're going to sit down and conquer this exam. Whatever that looks like, I recommend you do it. Point number 7, write down the exam date and affirm your success. I know this is going to sound like what they say is woo-woo, but I'm telling you what I did, not what I heard. This is exactly what I did. I don't know if it'll work for you, but you asked me, I'm gonna provide these tips of what worked well for me. Write the date of your exam, affirming success. What does that look like, ED? Well, it looks like I passed the CAPM exam on whatever date that is. If it's the 30th, if this is the 31st, if it's the 1st, whatever date you're gonna sit down and pass this exam, write that date in there again. I passed the CAPM exam. See, this is just basically mental and conditioning techniques that help boost confidence as well as motivation. Why is this important? Positive affirmation reinforces your belief in your preparation and can minimize or reduce your test anxiety. Again, here's my actionable tip. I mentioned it earlier. On a visible piece of paper, write, I passed the CAPM exam on whatever date that is. Place it somewhere you can see it often. You know, I had it on my bathroom mirror. I had it on the door. Yeah, I went crazy with it because I had to get that belief in my head. And again, you may say it's woo-woo stuff. Or you might say, oh, I don't work. Well, that's fine. I'm telling you what I did. Take a few moments to read it out loud each time you see it. When you're going to the mirror, I passed the CAPM exam on whatever that date is. If it was the 31st, if it was the 1st, whatever date that is for you. Point number 8, this is important as well. Drive to the test center ahead of time if taking it on site. See, knowing where the test center is and how long it takes to get there, that can help you avoid unnecessary surprises on test day, such as getting lost or being late or running into traffic. You want to understand what the traffic is looking like at that time. If you know you're going at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9, there's probably going to be a lot of traffic there. So you want to find out if that's the case, hey, maybe I might need to leave 45 minutes. Maybe I might need to leave an hour than I normally would. But whatever that looks like to you, you need to do that. When I went to the test center, I left an hour earlier because I was like, hey, if I get stuck in traffic because I did my homework and was just like, okay, 8 and 9, I know I'm taking around that time, it's going to probably be a lot of traffic. So I probably need to get out of here at 6 or 7 just to make sure that if I run into any surprises that I can make the adjustment as necessary. This is important because being late could potentially forfeit your exam, and adding additional stress can impact your performance. Here's my actionable tip. Again, do a trial run to the test center, noting traffic patterns as well as parking. Where am I going to park at? What if that parking space is done? What if it fill? What if that park? So you're like, wow, why am I going on this? We're trying to eliminate as much stress or much anxiety that we potentially can. So again, plan your departure time to arrive at least 30 minutes early, because remember what we talked about, Pearson View wants you there 15 minutes early. And I believe remote is either 30 or something of that, meaning if you're taking it at home. So double check the test center address as well as the parking instructions. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Would you mind if I over-deliver? Is that okay with everybody here? Would you mind if I over-deliver? Hey, Christian, I appreciate you joining. If you don't mind, I would like to over-deliver. You know what? Let's over-deliver. Here's bonus number 1. Confirm all requirements if taking the exam at home. For home testing, there are specific rules and technical requirements you must follow to ensure a smooth exam process. Missing any of these steps could, and I do mean could, or potentially result in delays or disqualification. Why is this important? Being late could result in forfeiting your exam, and added stress can impact your performance. Do you see a running theme in today's episode? I'm talking about stress. I'm talking about anxiety. I'm talking about what are the things that I can control. I can't control everything, but I can control if I'm going to be there on time, if I made the decision to leave early, if I made the decision to prepare the night before. Here's my actionable tip. Test your computer's compatibility with the exam software. Set up a quiet, distraction-free space with no prohibited items visible. Prepare your government issued ID. Have that thing on your desk so as soon as you sit down and you have your ID that you can show it right away. Log in at least 30 minutes before the exam to complete the check-in process. Bonus number 2, set 2 alarms on your phone. I know it sounds funny, but setting multiple alarms ensures you wake up on time, even if one fails. Why is this important? A single alarm may fail due to technical issues, human error. Two alarms provides a backup to prevent you from oversleeping. Here's my actionable tip. Set one alarm for your desired wake-up time and then another 5 to 10 minutes later. Test both alarms the night before to ensure they work. Place your phone or alarm clock away from your bed to avoid any particular snoozing. And my last and final bonus, family, and again, I appreciate you allowing me to over-deliver, review the CAPM exam content outline. I can't say that enough. Review the CAPM exam content outline because this is what the test is based on. So the CAPM exam is based on the specific content outline. So reviewing it ensures you're focusing on relevant topics. Why is this important? Staying aligned with the exam blueprint increases your chances of recalling the information right away. Here's my actionable tip. Skim through the CAPM exam content outline provided by PMI. Use summary sheets and flashcards for quick reviews. And again, I left the content outline in the actual description. So just copy and paste that. It'll take you right there. Download it so you'll have it. Transformational remarks. I have three and then I'll let you be on your way, family. Number one, focus on your reason. Like I said, reflecting on your purpose strengthens your resolve and puts temporary stress in perspective. You know, when you get on an airplane, the first thing when the flight attendant is going over the, you know, safeties and procedures, they always say, put the mask on someone else first, right? That's what they say, right? No, they don't say that. They say, put it on yourself first. Put the mask on yourself first. And that's what you have to do, family. When I'm talking about put the mask on yourself first, see, when you take care of you, meaning doing everything possible you can control, then you can take care of other people because you did the work, you put in the time, you made the sacrifices. When people were, you know, watching a game or watching this series or whatever the thing was that was distracting them from actually, you know, putting in the work, you did it. So write down your reasons for pursuing the CAPM certification. And again, keep it visible. Think about the certification will help your career as well as your personal goals. Use this motivation again, family, to overcome any lingering doubts or anxiety. Number two, close any gaps you do not score between 80 and 85%. I always say 80 and 85 because that extra 5%, then we already know that, yes, you're doing well, it's go time. So this is important because there are areas that we're likely you might need to really improve on and boost and so you can boost your overall score. Here's my actionable tip. Use practice tests to actually identify any of these weak areas. And practice tests, it could be quizzes or the actual mock exam. And my last and final one before I close for today. Get plenty of rest, please. A rested brain processes information more effectively. This increases your chances of recalling concepts during the exam. And my actionable tip was for you on that was, I would recommend 7 to 8 hours, but if you can do it off of 4 or 5 or whatever that looks like for you, do that. And then the last and final one is get you a evening routine. Just create one. I gave you examples, reading, meditating, just laying there thinking about how you're going to go in and conquer this actual exam. Family, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. To the family member that asked about these tips, I thank you personally because this is something I really love talking about is the CAPM, the PMP certification, as well as the ACP certification. So I appreciate you tuning in with me today. If you have any further questions, you know how to get a hold of me. If you're not part of the Magnetic Project Management community, please join that. These are where we are. We can have these type of discussions. I can set up a live where we can be more interactive. And I want to do that more. So that's on the coming as well. Also, check out those 8 AI prompts that I have for you. This is free, as well as the book on real project success. I think you should check it out before I actually get ready to publish it and send it to Amazon. But I'm giving it to you as a token to say thank you. Really, thank you. Until next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.